Next case is cases under public hearings. It's case 11912. Gary and Kathy Lawson seek a variance from the separation requirement between units in a manufactured home park, section 115-172G7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Delaware Avenue, approximately 701 feet west of Skyview Street in Sierra Village. The 901 address is 20074 Delaware Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3414. Staff notes they're requesting four variances from the separation distance. One is 7.1 foot, the second is 12.7 feet, a 4-foot variance, and a 2.8 foot variance from, again, all the separation distances. Two of them are from the proposed building addition. Two of them are for existing conditions. Staff received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, just to expand upon that point, the application you have before you, the survey has some references there, and you probably see there was two notations there. When we looked at this in preparing for the hearing, we noticed that there was likely some for the covered porch, the separation distance of the covered porch on lot 74, and then some for the existing dwelling on 78. There's like some steps there as well. So I believe that's what Ms. Cornwell was referring to in the two additional ones. Because this was advertised as separation distance, you know, it fits all within covered. That. So that's why there's four. Just wanted to make sure you knew what those four were. So
I have the two, but where's the fourth one at?
There's, if you look at it, there's the one to the west would be lot 78. So there's
yes.
The 7.1 from the proposed addition to the dwelling. And
okay.
You see those steps that encroach, looks
okay,
like that, onto the property. There's not a line there. So I believe Ms. Cornwell used,
I used the scale, and we determined that it would be a 12.4 foot variance between the edge of the steps that are actually encroaching onto the lease area and the proposed addition, and then between the steps on lot 76 and the covered porch on lot 74, there's a 16 foot separation distance, which would require the 4 foot variance.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure we're encapsulating all that with this mm-hmm. application so that you.
Okay, thank
and then,
you.
And then, of course, the 2.8 on the north side.
Correct,
yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Very well.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Gary and Kathy Lawson. The address that we have here, you want our address on this here?
Whatever mailing address you use.
At 310 Parkway Drive, Dover, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And when you, if you have any exhibits, you can submit those down to Ms. Cornwell, and otherwise you can go to the podium. And
good evening.
Good evening.
Could you tell us what your request is and tell us how you meet the standards for us to grant that?
Okay, well, she's going
to keep it all.
She'll do all the reading off of it.
Okay.
Thing. But okay, thank you. On what I'm getting at, on the other variances, like he was saying, the steps from 78 to 76, our neighbors, Anthony, we talked to him, those steps had to be turned because he's on our property. They had just put a new mobile home in there where at 78, and they had just put the steps straight out. I told him, and the park had informed him, that he has to move them to the side so it falls into our area. On the back of our existing dwelling, the steps here, they will be removed because we've revamped everything. We're going to put new steps there, and they will be turned to be on our property because we have, I think it was three feet or so coming off our dwelling. So. Mm-hmm. The steps that we're getting will fit within that property. As far as the back area, I'm not really.
They'll fit in the property, but the separation requirement is what we're looking for.
Okay.
And so do you know how far from the covered porch on lot 74 to your new steps, how far that will be?
Well, you have 16 foot 4 inches there.
Okay.
So far as what they've measured. I should be able to knock that down by a foot or two, you know, by turning our new steps sideways. You'll come out, there's a glass sliding door there, mm-hmm. existing door. When you come out that, instead of walking straight down, you'll take a left and come down. So it should knock a foot or two off of that. So we're looking at 18.4 in that area.
Well, and we can approve it for 18.4 or a variance of 1.6 feet. I assume you're saying 18.4 as in 18.4 feet and not 18 feet 4 inches.
Well, you're giving me from the steps coming down now to the covered porch 16.4.
Well, we're asking you, what is it that you want? You're telling us you're going to move the steps. So we want to grant a proper variance, and we need to know what that
would
be.
Well, then, if we can stay at the existing, that would be fine. That would keep me right in the realm of being able to come out and take the left and go down the steps.
So what you're looking for is a 3.6-foot variance.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. And then, excuse me, you said the neighbors were going to turn their steps initially.
Yes, they were informed that they had came over onto our property, and they're very accommodating, very nice people.
Okay, so they're, as far as you know, going to be at the property line, or do you know what that?
It will be right on the property line, yes. They have a wood barrier that runs down there for their flower beds and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's going to turn and be right inside that. And I measured that, and I think that was like 3 feet off of the trailer. So
are they turning those steps to the north?
They'll be turning
west.
Yes, or? They'll be turning them to the north. Yes,
okay,
the north.
So there won't be any further encroachment.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So then, for those steps,
it would be 11-foot variance 11 if they go onto the property line.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. 11-foot variance. And then, of course, the other two are correct. Is that right? You want a 2.8-foot variance on the north and a 7.1-foot variance to the west?
As far as you're saying the other two.
The original two you applied for. Nothing's changed there?
Right. Well, I applied for the porch addition. As far as the back area goes,
You were unaware?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
Right.
Okay. And so now all you need to do is convince us that you meet the standards for granting a variance.
Okay. And if you want to go ahead, Kathy.
Okay. Uniqueness of property. Sierra mobile home park lots are narrow and therefore require a variance for additions to mobile homes. There are numerous variances that have been granted for the park. We believe our addition will be of quality and enhancement to the overall character of the park. Cannot otherwise be developed. Without the approval of the variance, we could not construct the addition to accommodate our family in a comfortable setting. Not created by the applicant. Our mobile home is a 14 by 72 with two bedrooms. Without a variance for the addition, it will cause a hardship. Due to the separation requirement, it would only allow for a 7-foot wide addition, which will not benefit our family. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There have been numerous variances granted over the years to allow homeowners to improve their property, for example, decks and additions. Minimum variance. A minimum variance would only allow us to have a 12 by 20 addition, and without this variance, we would only allow, which would only allow 7-foot wide addition. We purchased this mobile home as a possible permanent residence upon retirement. And I would like to say, you know, we've had a lot of, I grew up in Dover, but we certainly vacationed a lot at the beach, and so it was always a dream to have a place at the beach, and so we're at that point in our life now where we can do that. And in the very beginning, when we saw a mobile home there, we were interested. It had already had an addition on there. But the individual that lived there, there was so much sentimental value to that home that he had basically redone that the purchase price was just really out of the market. So we stepped back, and then the park called us and said, you know what, there's another one coming for sale. We went down and looked at it, and I said to them, we'll be able to put an addition on because I knew we would need that for our family. And they said, yes, you would have to go get a variance, and that's what brings us here today. But I just want to say, since we bought it September 10th, you'll see that the photos, we have done numerous new heating and air, new roof. We basically regutted that mobile home, and so we're going to make it a very nice place and plan to live there actually when we finally retire.
Well, she retires.
Okay, he's, yeah, when I retire.
I retired in July, electrical engineer for the city of Dover. But as she's saying, we redid the roof, all the skylights. I put a new heating system in the place, new AC system in there, because with the addition, I wanted heated and air conditioning. Like I said, I'm a retired electrical engineer. I put a whole new electrical system in there, upgraded the panels, everything, and to accommodate the addition, because, you know, the lights and the paddle fans and, you know, receptacles inside the addition and stuff. I'm hoping, and I know it will, it should be a really good enhancement to the park. And all of our neighbors that we've got to know, that's right in our area, they have signed a letter stating, you know, that they seem to think that it's going to be a good thing, and they have no problem with it at all. And the park, they've worked with us 100%, and we're to this point right now, and
okay,
here we are.
And those are the pictures, I guess, you
yes
submitted.
Do you need them at all?
See them?
There's a letter in there.
No,
somewhere.
I'm good.
So that addition you put on is completely going to be enclosed and air-conditioned and everything?
Yes, yes. And will still fall under the guy's sentimental value that he had on the other trailer.
Yes.
You know, to
yes
be able to do what we did. And I don't blame him. You know, when you put your heart and soul into something, and it's beautiful. But it's just the market price and sentimental value, you got to weigh it, and we had to weigh it. We can make something just as nice, if not better, and like I said, enhance the park too at the same time.
Hard to put a number on sentimental value.
Right, exactly.
Very good.
Was his addition as large as yours proposed?
He's 1 foot different. He's 11 by 20 or 12 by 20.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Question.
Is there anyone here tonight in opposition to this case? Is there anyone here in favor? Is there any correspondence?
Just
what was in the...
Just what was handed out.
Okay. Letter of support, 4 signatures. Okay. All right. If there's no further questions or testimony, I'll entertain a motion.
Ask you again, what's your response to the standard that it wasn't created by you, that the need for this variance and the proposed addition was not created by you?
I'm sorry.
The middle standard, that it cannot have been created by the applicant, and he would like to know what your response is to that.
I think it was number three.
The request cannot have been created by the applicant. Why do you feel this has not been created by you?
Are you saying as far as the... Let me
look. Well, here's
the standard says that the...
The standard says...
Oh, the standards there has the to be a, itself for the variance.
There has to be... It's one of the 5 standards for granting a variance. You have to demonstrate that there's an exceptional practical difficulty which has not been created by the applicant. So I think that's what Mr. Hudson was asking, was if you could elaborate upon your response to that standard. Am I correct, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
With our family is what you're getting at?
No, there needs to be some unique physical condition to the property that would have created a need for the variance. Perhaps there's a question that I could ask you. When did you purchase the property?
In August.
In August of
We had settlement in September.
Of this past year?
Correct.
And I presume that home has been there for quite some time?
Yes, exactly.
And from looking at your survey, you've got a proposed addition on the northwest side, and there looks to have been some sort of addition there as well. I think you were referencing that. Is that right? If I look at your survey here, you've got a proposed addition.
Yes.
And there's appears to be a deck area or something like that proposed with that.
No.
Like within that area, there appears to have been something.
Previous, when you first bought it.
Yes, there was. Okay. They had it was about maybe a foot high, 1x6s that ran probably from here to your fire extinguisher over there, I'd say 20 feet long. It was dry rotted, tore up, had an old framing over it, was falling apart. So we first thing we did was dismantle that and get that out of there because I didn't want to be responsible for anybody getting hurt in there around that. And it was just something that was an eyesore that I just, as soon as we got there, we got rid of it.
But part of that location is where you're proposing to put this addition, is that right?
It will extend into maybe a foot or so of it where it was at.
Okay.
So you thought you would be all right by going right back in the same footprints?
Well, I was hoping that, you know, we wasn't going to go completely all the way back to that footprint because that would have took us on back further than what we actually needed. We assessed what we would need to be comfortable with the family, kids coming down here and there when we let them.
Since that was there, you thought you would be all right, though?
Yes. And then plus with the park, Richard told us, he said, you know, there's construction going on all the time. He said, look around. He said, you know, because you shouldn't have a problem, you know, putting on an addition, I wouldn't think. He said, but you do have to go through getting a variance and all of that. And I said, okay.
And those neighboring structures have been there for some time as well, I presume, on the neighboring properties?
Yes, on the porch on 74.
Uh-huh.
And on the left here, it's a brand new mobile home and the brand new deck. That was done within the last few months. Then across the street with Frank and Daniel across the street, they both have additions onto theirs and they have been there for.
And the one to the rear of your property, I take it, has been there for some time as well?
Yes. All of these have been there for years and years.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I presume that when you purchased the property, this existing dwelling was on there with this dry rotted, we'll call it a deck, was on the property, and those neighboring structures were on their properties as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Would it be a safe assumption that due to the size of your family, the fact that it's a single wide mobile home, because everything's in close proximity, that the situation isn't necessarily created by you?
Because the dwelling adjacent on lot number 78 was already there?
Yes, 78 was already there.
Okay. Madam Secretary, I guess there wasn't any previous variances on this property?
In this mobile home park, there have been numerous variances.
On this lot?
On this lot?
Yes.
Yes, there was. There was a previous variance.
I've got it right here, Cornwell. Mr. Hudson, there was a variance. There was two variances granted in 1996, end of 95. It looks like 95 or 96. And it was for a separation distance and I'll be honest, it's not very clear, but it's for an open deck, which very well may be that rotted deck that he talked about. It says that it was a variance from the 20-foot setback requirement between units in a mobile home park and a 3-foot, 7-inch variance from the 5-foot setback to build an open deck, which didn't give us a lot of clarity as to what they actually received when staff looked at this. But there was a previous variance granted for this property.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, with that in mind, the property is definitely unique from the standpoint of of the size and of the lot and the adjacent neighboring properties. We don't believe it can otherwise be developed without variances requested. And as far as being created by the applicant, it appears that the neighboring dwelling was neighboring lot before the applicant purchased this property. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe the variances are minimum to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11912.
Very well. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you very, very
much. We have a motion and a second. And by roll call vote, I will ask Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons that are stated. So by a vote of 3-0, the motion is approved.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.